is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden's itinerary in Europe this week focused on rallying an international coalition against Russia's invasion of Ukraine. But first, some tea. AP correspondent Karen Chummas explains.
Biden's first stop is Britain, where tea with King Charles III in Windsor is on the schedule. Their meeting will focus on climate issues, hosting a forum on business and clean energy in developing economies. The visit is expected after Biden meets with British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak in London. The president's visits are meant to highlight the so-called enduring special relationship between the U.S. and the United Kingdom. Karen Chamas, London.
Meanwhile, despite Biden saying that Ukraine is not ready to join NATO, Ukraine has stepped up its efforts to do so. Reuters' Rosanna Philpott explains why its membership is so sensitive.
A mutual assistance clause lies at the heart of the NATO alliance. It's cited as one of the main reasons why Ukraine cannot join NATO while in conflict with Russia, as this might immediately draw the alliance into an act of war. The Kremlin portrays the expansion as evidence of Western hostility to Russia. Western powers deny this, saying the alliance is wholly defensive in nature. Moscow has said it would cause problems for many years to come if Ukraine joined NATO, and has warned of an unspecified response to ensure its security.
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says country could approve Sweden's membership in NATO if European nations approve Sweden's membership and open the way for Turkey to join the European Union. He says the country has been holding off its final approval to Sweden's new membership. This is VOA News. An analysis sheds light on the cost to Russian and Russian human lives from the invasion of Ukraine. More details may be correspondent Jennifer King.
47,000 Russian soldiers died in the invasion of Ukraine, according to a new statistical analysis. Two independent Russian media outlets, Mediazoom and Medusa, worked with the data scientists in Germany and Russian government inheritance records and mortality data to calculate excess mortality, that is, how many more military-aged Russian men have died from February 2022 to May this year than would be expected. Russia has only acknowledged the deaths of about 6,000 soldiers while censoring local media and cracking down on activists who document Russia's expanding cemeteries. A similar effort, Mediazoom and the BBC's Russian service have used social media postings and photographs to identify over 7,000 confirmed war deaths where the name of the soldier is known. Britain's Ministry of Defense admits the number of Russians killed is between 40 to 60,000. I'm Jennifer King.
Australia has confirmed one of the largest defense export deals in its history, selling armored combat vehicles to Germany. The $661 million announcement was made by Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese after he arrived in Berlin ahead of the NATO summit in Lithuania. Henry Ridgewell reports from Sydney for VOA.
Australia will supply Germany with 100 Brisbane-made Boxer armoured combat vehicles from 2025. The deal is worth $661 million and is expected to be formally signed on Tuesday. Analysts have said the Boxer heavy assault vehicle, which is armed with a cannon, has a reputation for mobility, firepower and protection from explosives with a reinforced hull and wheel housings. Australian-made assault vehicles will eventually replace aging heavy weapons carriers in German army platoons. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
South Korea's president says it's time to clearly demonstrate strong international resolve to deter North Korea's nuclear ambitions, and he plans to discuss how to cope with the North's expanding weapons arsenal with NATO leaders this week. Yoon Suk-yeol made the comments in written response to questions by the Associated Press ahead of his departure to attend the NATO summit in Lithuania. Set for Tuesday, it is the second straight year that Yoon will take part in the summit, underscoring his push to deepen ties with the world's biggest military alliance. An influencer-backed energy drink that has earned viral popularity among children is facing scrutiny from lawmakers and health experts over its potentially dangerous levels of caffeine. Senator Chuck Schumer has called on the investigation of crime. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.